Bezos Hashem, we're going to finish the Shemona Prakrit in the Rambam, and we'll talk about what we'll do next time. We'll be about that at the end. Okay, we are up to the section that begins Aval Omru v'chazakti yislev paro. This is a critical piece in the Rambam. It's not as is so much about Musar, it's more Hashkaf and about Hashem's knowledge and free choice. Everyone has it there? Aval Omru v'chazakti yislev paro, that I hardened the heart of paro? No? Let me see. We are. Okay, let's start. Abel Amru, it says, V'chazakti eslev paro. Again, like we said last time, Rosh Shlomo Hoffman has nothing else to say on this, so it's just us and the Rambam together. I hardened Paro's heart. V'achar kein anshu b'miso. And then he would eventually punish Paro, and he would eventually kill him. Obviously, we understand, according to the Rambam, Paro drowned in Kriyas Yamsuf. He was not saved to become the king of Nineveh. According to the Rambam, Paro died in Kriyas Yamsuf. Hine, yesh b'makom dibor. There is what to say over here. V'yusag mimenu ikar gadol. And actually, this is going to lead us to a profound, important idea in Judaism. V'sbonein b'divrei b'zeinyan. And we have to think about this matter. V'sim libcha aleihem. And you have to pay attention to what we're about to say. V'aroch osam al divrei kol mishadibra bo. And I want you to compare what we're going to say with other people who write about this. U'barch l'cha hayosotov. And choose what you think to be the best answer. V'hu. Shiparo v'siyaso. Paro and his advisors. Ilu lo hayalehem chet zulas asher lo shalchu es Yisrael. If they would have only sinned in not sending the Jewish people out, hayin kashubli safik, you're right, you'd have a very difficult theological problem. Ki hu kvar min'am milashamcham, because he had already at that point refused to send them. Kmo she'amar, as it says, ki ani echbaretz yislev v'yeslev avadav, I'm going to harden Paro's heart and the heart of his servants. V'achra kein darish mimen l'shacham, and now we're going to come and ask Paro to send them. And now, because Hashem hardens his heart, he is forced to not send them. And now he's going to be punished for not sending Bnei Yisrael. So we're going to kill him and his advisors. That would be corrupt. That would be terrible. If that was the case in the Torah, that Hashem hardened Paro's heart and then asked him to send the Jewish people, and then he punished him, that would not be okay. And that would go against every single principle of Judaism that we've discussed so far. But that's not what happened, says the Rambam. Initially, Paro and his advisors, they rebelled on their own free choice. Without being forced, without being cajoled. And they afflicted the strangers that lived amongst them. And they did terrible, corrupt things with them. As it says in Shmos, the Jewish people are here. They're going to overtake us. They're going to conquer us. They're going to leave. They're going to join with our other nations. We have to outsmart them. We have to deal with the Jewish problem. That was their choice. They came up with that terrible decision on their own. Nobody forced Paro to be a terrible person in the beginning. That was 100% up to him. And Hashem punished them for that. And this is the key in the Rambam. The punishment of Paro is that he took away his free choice. The punishment of Paro is that he did not allow him to do tshuva. But that's not the norm. Most people have the right to do tshuva and the ability to do tshuva. The punishment was not that Hashem drowned Paro or sent Paro the Eser Makos. According to the Rambam, the punishment was that Paro no longer had free choice. Until that point, he is simply punished for what he has done. And by preventing them to do tshuva, he shelo yishalcham is in the fact that he did not allow them to be sent. Ukvar bir lo Hashem zeh, and Hashem told us this. V'yudiu she'ilu ratza lotziyim bavad. If I only wanted to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, kvar haya ma'avduhu b'siyasu v'haya yotzim. Says Hashem to Paro. Paro, let's be honest. If I wanted to punish you for what you did, I would have just, and I won't, if this was all about taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, I would have killed you right away, and I would have taken Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But like pulling him along like a puppet, that was not for Bnei Yisrael's sake. That was all to punish him. And therefore he says that, who shalo yishalcham, so I would have destroyed them. But part of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to punish Paro for what he had done before. It says in Bereishis, and also the nation that afflicts you, I will judge them. I cannot punish them if they did tshuva. And therefore, tshuva was taken away from them. Bahayu machzikim bahem, and he was held against them. Behu amru, and it says in Shmos, ki ata shalachti esyadi, I'm sending out my hand, v'ulam ba'avur zos. It is because of this that I'm going to punish them. Meaning, again, the free choice of Paro was taken away as a punishment for his initial terrible behavior. Good? V'lo tuchuyav lanu gnus b'mareinu, and don't challenge what we're going to say, ki Hashem pa'mim ya'anosh adam shalo yishuv, that Hashem will sometimes punish a person by preventing him from doing tshuva. And it is true that sometimes Hashem will not allow a person to do tshuva. That he knows of his sins. And his wisdom and his righteousness demands a certain amount of punishment. Sometimes a person is only punished in olam hazeh. Upamim yanosh ba'olam haba bilvad. And sometimes a person is only punished in olam haba. And I guess if you're lucky, pamim yanosh b'shnei olam los yachem. And sometimes Hashem will punish you in this world and the next. B'yischalev onsho b'olam hazeh. Now the method of punishment is different in olam hazeh. Pamim yanosh b'gov. Sometimes you're punished physically with your body, or b'mamun with monetarily, or b'shnei miyachad, or maybe both, money and body. K'moshi yivatal k'tas tznos adam habechiros al tzad hanosh. Sometimes a person is unable to move their body physically, and that is also a punishment. K'gon shivatal yadam min atvisa. A person is unable to hold things with their hand. K'moshi asa b'yiravam. That's what happened with Yeravam. Yeravam ben Nevat sent soldiers to arrest a navi. That did not make Hashem happy. And as a punishment, when he sent out his hand to say, go arrest the Navi, his hand was frozen in that place and he could not move it anymore. That was a punishment. Now, he lost his free choice, right? Yeravam, for moments in time, lost Bechir. He can no longer use his hand. That is Hashem removing a person's free choice. Right now, Baruch Hashem, we can all use our hands. But if Hashem were to remove that from them, then you've lost the free choice to use your body and to function. Oh, eino min ariya, a person cannot see. K'mosha asa ba'anshei Sdom ha'nesvim alot, the people of Sdom came to gather against Lot. Ken yivatza m'menu b'chiras ha'tshuva. That is a form, in some way, also in the fact that Hashem removed Paro's ability to do tshuva. If a person goes to the top of a building, and they look out and they see, oh my gosh, I see the sun is setting, it's time for mincha. I really want to make it down to Davin for Mincha. So they think to themselves, well, there's really two ways to get down. Either I could take the stairs, but that will take a long time. I could take the elevator, but it's like 5 o'clock right now, and there's a lot of people leaving the building, so I'll take the elevator. It'll probably take, you know, it could take 20 minutes till I get an elevator. But there is a third option, which is I could just, you know, jump off the top of the building, and that'll be very fast, and I'll get to Mincha very on time. So the person says, that's probably the fastest way to get to Mincha. So he steps over the edge, and from the 30th floor, he jumps off top in order to make it to Mincha on time. About a half a second into his flight down, he realizes, that might not have been a good choice. I would like to have the Bechira Hashem to choose to no longer be falling. I'd like to go back to where I was. Does the person have free choice at that point? No. You have, sometimes in life, says the Rambam, or sometimes something happens that you have chosen yourself out of free choice. Bechira Chavshis is not all the time, whenever you want, no matter what's going on. You can make certain decisions in life. Well, now, there are really no more choices available based on what you've done. And sometimes Hashem will be mevatel. The free choices available to you become less and less and less, maybe as a punishment for your behavior. And perhaps the person will now be lost and killed because of their sin. Vein anu tzrichim ledascha chamaso. I don't have to understand Hashem's wisdom. Achaneda lama anosh zeb zeb ofen min haonash. Or why I was punished in this particular way for this particular thing I did. Below ansha ofen acher. Why was I not punished differently? K'moshlo neida mahasiba asher grama shaisa lezeha min zos hatsura. Why does this species have this particular tzura? Why do giraffes have long necks? And why do elephants have big ears? I don't know. It's the way Hashem made them. So I don't know. Why was this person given this particular punishment? I don't know. This is Hashem's cheshbon. That's Hashem's calculation. We are not in a place to tell other people why difficult things happen to them. And why the animal doesn't have a different image. Meaning, how the Mida Keneged Mida works is not something we are privy to or can we know. When we see things that do not seem just to us, we have to believe that it's just. Because Kelamuna Ve'enavel, Tzadik V'yasharhu, we know just bits and pieces that are way beyond us, but the idea we know is true, that Hashem is justice in everything, just in everything that He does. It's important because when a person faces tragedy, a person faces suffering, a person faces difficulty, we are chayav to believe, to understand that this is just. But it's also important to know that we are not in a place to explain, to understand Mishpatei Hashem. That goes for other people. That goes for things that go on in the world. Right? A person cannot stand here and say, "I know why this thing occurred." It's because these people, you know, usually what you have like in the yeshiva circles, when the tragedy occurs, there's only three things: it's tznius, you know, shmir seinayim, and shmir salashon. It's those are the only three things, and they'll reorder the order based on like what it is. Now, tznius is number one, shmir salashon number two, and shmir seinayim is number three, and they'll mix the order around depending on what it is. I assume there's other things in the world that Hashem might send us messages for besides Shmir Sinaim, Tznius, and Lashon Hara. It's not that simple, there's only three things. But we're not in a place to say why things are happening for other people. For ourselves, we can make a cheshbon nefesh, why this is happening to me, and I might want to do tshuva. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tanios, the laws of fasting, you are chayv to make a cheshbon nefesh. If not, that's a form of achzarius. It's cruel because you don't see that Hashem is sending you a message. But for other people, says the Rambam, you're not responsible, or can you know why things happen to other people, or make a declarative statement that I'm a Navi and a prophet to know exactly why this happened? Aval HaKlal, what is the rule? Ki kol derachav mishpat. All his paths are just. V'yano shachote kafi chato. Each sinner is punished according to his sin. V'yigmol hametiv kafi atavaso. And each person is rewarded according to the good that they do. That is our job in this world. Beyond that, nothing much more. Vim Tomer, if you will say, V'lama darish mimenu shalech es Yisrael pam achar pam. So then why does Hashem send Moshe to ask Paro again and again and again to send the Jewish people, if we already know how it's going to end? V'maneaz, and he prevented him from doing this. V'yuchalos alav hamakos, and he sent him the makos. V'omid b'miyono, and he continued to refuse. K'moshe amaru shuhu ne'anash b'shamar b'yino, that he would be, the punishment is that he continued to refuse. V'hayolo lidrosh mimenu l'shav, why is Hashem asking of Paro things that he knows that Paro cannot do? You hear the question? So the Rambam says, this is also part of Hashem's brilliant plan, to let him know, it was kind of like Hashem taunting Paro. Like in the back of Paro's mind, he's telling himself, I really should let them go. But he's also, but I can't. I can't. And Paro realizes in his head, I can't control myself. I just keep on saying they have to stay. But deep in the recesses of his brain is screaming, what is wrong with you? Let these people go. And the other part of his brain is saying, but I can't. And then his brain is then saying, oh, Hashem is in charge. I simply can't. Hashem is running the show over here. Send them. If you would send them, you would be saved. But you're not going to send them, and you're going to be punished for it. Paro had to agree. But he couldn't. He could not bring himself to say anything about letting the Jewish people go. That's an incredible miracle. And it became known, it was clear. Paro's behavior is so odd that it's clearly Yad Hashem running the show. That you will tell stories about me throughout the entire land. That Hashem can take a person's bechira chavshus away. Meaning the whole episode of Paro is to teach us this lesson. Paro is the paradigm of a person losing Bechira Chavshis and upon being punished for it. And he could no longer come to make that free choice. We find a similar event with Sichon, the king of Cheshbon. That he tried to rebel against Hashem, but he had no choice. And Anshu Hashem Shemino Melahanos Yisrael, and he was punished for not being nice to the Jewish people. Ad Chargo, until he was killed. It says in Devarim, V'hayu Omru, V'lo Ava Sichon Melech Hashbon Haberin Abo. Sichon would not allow the Jewish people to pass through his land. Ki Heksha Hashem Alokecha Srucho, because Hashem hardened his spirit. What does that mean? It's the same thing with Paro. Asher Hiksha Dabrazel Mefarshim Kulam. And all the Mefarshim are breaking their heads. What does that mean? If Hashem made him do it, then why was he punished for not letting the Jewish people go through his land? How could he be punished if he was forced? Is the same as Paro and his advisors were punished for not sending the Jewish people. Paro was punished for his initial sins. He could not do tshuva until he sent him the makos. It's the same punishment of Sichon. He's punished for his being cruel. O Evel Shu'asabamlachso, the way he ran his kingdom. Shiyimnimalanos Israel, Achargu, and he prevented them, and eventually he would be killed. V'kvar bi'ar Hashem ayidei Yeshaya. Now, he's going to show this in other psukim in the Navi. He's going to show you that we find this idea in the Navi as well. If you look in Sefer Yeshayahu, Shu Yisaleh pa'amim ya'anosh k'sasa mamarim shim na'mehem ha'tshuva. He seems to talk every once in a while about the punishment of those people who rebel and not being able to do tshuva. V'lo yaniach lehem lebchorba. He did not give them free choice. K'mo sh'amar, it says in Yeshayahu chapter 6, Hashemein lev ha'am hazeh. The heart of the nation is fat, meaning it's sluggish. It's not doing the right thing. V'aznav ha'chabein, and their ears are heavy. They don't hear what Hashem is saying us. Why? Lest v'shav v'rap habo. Because Hashem does not want them to do tshuva and correct their ways at that particular time. V'zu lashon guluya. That is an open statement, says the Rambam. She'ena tzricha perush. Says the Rambam, I don't even know what I'm doing here. The Pasuk says it clearly. It says everything I want to say. Hashem will prevent you from doing tshuva because he does not want you to do it. Elohi mafteach min u'alim rabim. This is a key to open many locked doors. V'alzeh ha'ikar nimshach b'amar Elio. And Elio Anabi says as well, al v'shalom, al ha'kofre me'anshe doro, regarding the heretics of his generation. It says in Malachim Aleph, you have turned, like Siba, like the Savev, you have turned their hearts backwards, okay? You've turned their hearts backwards. Rotzalara, meaning, Shehem Kasher Maru Beretzonam. They rebelled on their own. Hayon Shecha, Lahem Shasiros Libosam, Mederach HaTshuva. The punishment for turning against Hashem is that he's not allowing you to do tshuva. Belohanachta Lahem Bechir Belorotzon Azov Zemeri. And he's not allowing you to choose. And you don't have the ratzon to stop what you're doing. And therefore, they will continue, they will be tamid in their heresy. Al derech omros, it says in Hosea, Chabur eitzim Ephraim, hanach lo. Ephraim is addicted to trees. What does that mean? About Zara. Like they're addicted to like wooden idols. Hanach lo, leave them alone. Rutzon Lomar, what does that mean, says the Rambam? Hu chiber alalim ahavam. He loves idols, obsessed with idols. New idols, old idols, likes going idol shopping. They love idols. Sha'on sho shinach alabasam. And the punishment was that they are addicted to them. They cannot get away from them. Vu'inyan hanachlo, leave him. Zem mechaber, zem mechaber perushim. This is the best of explanations. L'mishayevin dakos inyanem. Says the Rambam, this is great for people who like to think subtly. If you're a subtle thinker who likes to analyze things, this is for you. Pay attention to the psukim, learn the Navi carefully, learn the stories of Tanakh, and you'll see that this happens from time to time. Everyone's good? Let's continue. V'amar Mamar Yishayahu, it says in Yishayahu, Samach Gimel. We didn't even get to the best part yet. Lamet Tisanu Hashem Medarachecha, Takshicha Libenu Mirasecha Hashem. Why are you not turning us away from your path? Why are you turning our hearts, why are our hearts not paying attention to your awe? Harihu yotzi mizosa kavana kula. Ve'eno nisala bedavar ze'inyan. However, that pasuk kasha was talking about something else. Vamnam karvas elu adram. What does he mean? Lefima sheba lefneim achareyam. Now which came before and after them. Shehu hisonein al hagalus. He is complaining about gullus, v'geiru senu, and the fact that we are dispersed v'obedenenu, and we are being killed, v'sgabus umos aleinu, and the nations are strengthening against us. V'amar mischani pleads, oh, Adon, Hashem, kashir yirezeh ha-matzev, misgabrus ha-kofrim, we see their enemies are overpowering us. Yitzu medar chayemes, the world is filled with such sheker, and the sheker seems to be reigning supreme. V'yasuru libosam mirasecha, and people are straying away from Yerushalayim. Keilu atas shetigrom leilu hasichlim laseis min emes. It's almost like you're making these foolish people turn away from emes. Al derech ma'amar Moshe Rabbeinu. As Moshe Rabbeinu says, va'amru hagayim asher shamus shemecha leimor mibilti yicholas Hashem. The goyim will say that Hashem is not able to. The goyim will say that there's no God in the world. Lefichach amar acharze. Therefore, it says, shuv leman avadecha shivtei nachasacha. Come back to your servants for the sake of your servants, the Shvatim, the Jewish people who are your portion. Ratzon Lomar says the Rambam. What does that mean? Kedei shelo yeh shem chil Hashem Hashem. There's a chil Hashem in the world. The whole world is upside down. They think that what they're doing is correct. They think that we are wrong. The whole world is in a tumult. It doesn't make any sense. But it's a chil Hashem. Kmo shebir b'treyasar. It says in treyasar maimer ha'ochim achar emes regarding those who follow in the path of truth. Hamenutzrim min ha'goyim b'zman ha'galus. We are being defeated by the goyim during our galus. Va'amar m'sefer omer m'snapper omer. It says in Malachi, kol osara tov b'nei Hashem. It looks like everybody who does wrong is good in the eyes of God. Ubehem hu chafetz, and Hashem wants the rishayim. O ayel elokeim mishpat. Where is the God of justice? And they tell more. It talks about the galus in Malachi Paragimel. Amartem, they say, shav ibud alokim. It's a waste of time to serve God. What do we gain by keeping the mitzvos? Ki halachnu kadranis b'fnei Hashem. What do we get by walking with Yerushalayim? And people are complaining. Hashem tzachel Hashem. What's going on here? We do it. The Jewish people are supposed to be a light to the nations. We're supposed to be doing the right things. And the guy who treats us like garbage. And they don't respect the Jewish people. They don't respect Israel. What's going on over here? Ata anachnu mashrim zedim. And it looks like the arrogant people are happy. Ubeir va'amar shu yisala atid legalos emes. We're trying to reveal, it looks like we're trying to reveal the emes. B'shabtim risam. And then he says at the end, you'll do tshuva and you'll see. Meaning, the Rambam is saying there are two types of psukim. One pasuk the Navi is complaining that the world looks like it's upside down, and that's a complaint against Hashem. It's not Hashem saying there's no choice or there's no free choice. The Navi is screaming out to Hashem, Hashem, how is this fair? The whole world is upside down. And there the answer is Hashem is telling us we have to do shuvah and come back. Sometimes the Navi is saying, if you pay attention carefully to the worlds, that there is no shuvah right now because Hashem is preventing you from coming back to Hashem. This is all an introduction to the following point. Are you ready for this? Okay. Ve'elu apsukim hamusupakim b'tor v'mikra. And these are psukim that are very puzzling. Hagormel midmusa Hashem yachriach hazalmeri. It looks like Hashem is causing people to do the wrong thing. Hine kvar bayarnu inyanam b'lisafik. We've explained clearly. V'ubir nachon imchozek v'sponernus. This is a strong explanation. V'nisharnu al yikarenu. We remain standing in our principle. Ki adam, a man, a human being, it's in your hands to do good or bad. You have the right to choose what you want to do. Whatever you do, you're going to do. Whatever you don't want to do, you don't have to do. Unless Hashem punishes you because of something you did and you went against his will, as we explained. The ability to acquire good midos and bad midos, it's all up to you. And therefore, you have to work hard, you have to grow, you have to become a better person, you have to grow in avodas Hashem, you have to become a person with good midos. Because no one is forcing you to be a good or a bad person. And that's in fact what it says in Pirkei Avos. Let's not forget, Shmona Parakim is an introduction to Pirkei Avos. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I'm not for myself, then who will be? What does that mean, says the Rambam? If you are not for yourself to become a just, moral, good Eved Hashem, no one is going to make you do it. It's 100% up to you. But there's only one more question, says the Rambam. In order to really to round out this chapter. And says the Rambam, honestly, I don't want to talk about this topic. It's not fun for me. But I kind of have to talk about this topic. Behu, Yediyas Hashem Ha'asidos, Hashem's foreknowledge of the future. If Hashem knows what's going to happen, then how do we have free choice? Right? Everyone's favorite question? Let's begin. Because this question has to come into the discussion of perhaps a person is forced to do the good thing or the wrong thing. And maybe a person does not have free choice. That maybe your free choice depends on the choice of God. Because when talking about this belief, a person will say, Zaish, this person, Yeda Shembo, Imiyat Tzadik Varasha, Oloyada. Does Hashem know if this person is going to be a Tzadik or a Rasha, or does he not? Hinei, Im Tomar Yeda. If we say that Hashem knows that what you're going to be in life, Yishaib Shia Mukrach Aloso Hamatzav Shayidu Hashem Mikodam, then, perforce, you're going to have to do exactly whatever Hashem knows that you're going to do. Oh, Shitiya Yidiyaso Bilti Amisis. Or perhaps Hashem's Yidiya is not complete. Vim Tomer Shu Loyida Zemikona. If you're going to say that Hashem does not know what's going to be in the future, Yishaibu Harachakos Atsumos Veriso Chomos. Well, then Judaism is going to fall apart and the Torah makes no sense. And God is not a real God. So this is the tension, right? The Rambam sets us up with the tension over here. If Hashem knows everything, then where's our free choice? And if Hashem does know everything, then how can he be Hashem? Shema, listen. Eifo mimeni mashi omro, what I'm going to say. Visbonim b'ma'ot, and pay attention to this. Ki emes b'lisafik, what I'm about to say is emes without a doubt. That's a very confident statement, okay? Says the Rambam. What I'm about to say is emes without a doubt. We have explained regarding the wisdom of God. But certainly, Lomar, what I mean is, that which we find in the nature of the world, in the metaphysics of the world. Hashem's knowledge, and Hashem being an Elokim Chayim, a living God, are two separate things. Kamosh Adam Adatso, like a person versus a person and his knowledge. Meaning, when we talk about Hashem's knowledge and your knowledge, it's not the same. The way you think about something is not the way we talk about Hashem's das. Lafisha Adam Zulas Hadas Vadas Zulas Adam. Because when it comes to you, your mind is something and your person is something else. Heim Shnayim. There are two things. There's you and there's your knowledge. Shilu Haya Hashem Yodea Badas. Hashem does not have das in the sense or understanding that you have das. Because if there was God and then his knowledge of things, that would mean that Hashem has what? Multiple parts. Can Hashem have multiple parts? No. We say every day in Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Echad, Hashem is one. And then you'll have all types of multiplicities about Hashem. Hashem, Vadasa Shei Bada, that he knows, V'chai Meshe Behem U'chai, and Hashem's Chai existence, V'yachol Tzasher Behu Yachol, and his abilities, V'chol Tarav, and all these descriptions. V'amnam, Zecharti L'cha Ta'ina Kerova L'avana Hamon B'nei Adam. Let me tell you what people make a mistake in saying. Afki Ha'tanos Haros Hashem Yivat Luzeh Chazakos Mod Umov Sios. People have all these claims, and they seem to be very strong about Hashem's descriptions. V'sameis shehu yisaleh ta'arav. V'ta'arav hu. Ad sheyomar shehu hadas v'hu yodea v'hu yadua v'hu achayim v'hu achay v'hu hemam shechlas v'hu achayim. Hashem is all one. Hashem does not have parts. He doesn't have feelings. He doesn't have emotions. He's not made up of different aspects. Hashem is all one in one complete way. V'chein shara tarim. Any description of Hashem, whether Hashem is rachem v'chanan or v'yicharef Hashem, Hashem is upset. It's not like those are parts of Hashem's personality. It's all one. Now, this is important to understand, just a little bit of Hezbollah. Every time, and we've explained it before, every single time we describe Hashem's midos, it's not his essence, it's the way Hashem relates to us, the way we understand them. Okay? Be'elu anyanim kashim. This is hard. Al tikva labina b'shleimus mishitayim mishalosh shuros b'dvarai. He says, don't think you're going to understand this because I wrote two lines in the Sefer. And now that you learned, you know, the little bit of Shorna Prakim, now I understand this. The Rambam says, you don't. You'll have some sort of understanding about this idea. And this is important in the way we describe things. For example, we don't say that, that we don't describe Chei Hashem. What does Chei Hashem mean? Chei means like the life of Hashem. Kama Sha'amaru says Chei Nafshecha, the life of your soul. Or it says in Bereishis, Chei Paro, the life of Paro. Rosi Lomar, Sheim Nismach. What's a Sheim Nismach? Not to get too, you know, Lashon HaKodesh Hebrew for you, but a Sheim Nismach means a two nouns that are compounded, right? For example, we say, there are Banim. What are Banim? What are Banim? Boys or sons. And what? Who is Yaakov? Yaakov. So if we want to describe the Banim of Yaakov, what do we say? B'nei Yaakov, right? The Tsere under the word B'nei means it's a compound. It's the Banim of Yaakov. I don't say Habanim Shel Yaakov. I write B'nei Yaakov. That makes sense, right? We never describe Hashem in two compounds. The descriptive part of Hashem with the Tsere. We don't say Chei Hashem, the life of Hashem, because Hashem does not have a part to him, right? There's the Banim and there's Yaakov. There are these two nouns, and we combine them together to make two compound nouns together, one descriptive thing. We never do that with Hashem. Ki anismach basomech shnei dvarim chalukim. We never attach two parts together to make a description of Hashem. Below yismach hadavar la'atzmo. B'pnei shechei Hashem heim atzmo. Because the life of Hashem is Hashem. It's His essence. There's no parts to it. V'atzmo chayav. His essence is His chayim. V'eino davar achar zolosu. There's nothing else besides that. V'lo amrum b'smichos. We do not connect them. Elo amru, what do we say? Chai Hashem. Not Chai Hashem. Chai Hashem. Hakavana shu v'daso davar achad. It is all one essence of Hashem, not a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'kvar hisbar gam kein b'masha achar hatav. We find this as well in Aristotle's Metaphysics. Not important right now. The Rambam was really into Aristotle. Aristotle wrote a book about this called Metaphysics. And there Aristotle says, She'en yecholos b'sichleinu la'kif mitziyusu yisal b'shem. So we cannot understand with our intellect anything about Hashem in his completely. V'zeh l'shloimas mitziyusu v'chesun sichleinu. It's due to two parts. Hashem's total perfection and our total lack of perfection. So those two things together do not make a good shidduch all the time to understand Hashem. There's nothing about his mitzias we could possibly understand fully. Because of our very, very tiny brain, it's like a person who looks at the sun, right? Looks at the sun. Now, you'll say, why can't I look at the sun? I think there's a solar eclipse coming up in next month, right? There's a total solar eclipse coming across in America. Not in our area. I think it's only going to be like 75% every year. So they always tell you by a solar eclipse, what are you not supposed to do? Don't look at the sun. Even though the sun's blotted out, don't look at the sun. Now, even if there's no solar eclipse, is the problem that a person says, I can't look at the sun. Does that mean there's something wrong with your eyes? No, it's what? It's because there's something too powerful about the sun. So that's what the Rambam is saying here. Shainzu chalushas or hashemesh. The fact that you cannot stare at the sun is not because like, I can't see the sun. It's too weak. It's too far away. I can't see it, right? That's not what it means. El yos zeha or yosra chazak min or asher yitzal asigo. He says the problem is the sun is too powerful, so we can't look at it. That's the issue over here. B'dover b'zeh inyan harbe. We can speak about this at great length. B'heim kulam mamarim amitim mevurim. And all the things about this are 100% true. B'yischai b'pnei zeh. Therefore, we are responsible. Shelo neida daso gamkein. Just like I cannot look at the sun without blinding myself, I cannot have an understanding of Hashem's das. So when we say that Hashem knows what you will be in the future, that does not mean like you know what will be in the future. It's talking about a plane of existence that is so far beyond our comprehension that even the very utterance of that statement is laughable. That I know what it means that Hashem knows what your future is going to be. And therefore he says, V'dobre zeinyan harbe, shelo neida daso gankem, lo nakifena b'shem panim, we cannot totally put our minds around this. Hayos shehu daso b'dasahu, because Hashem's das is him, and he is his das. Meaning, the Rambam understands that we're not speaking about the concept of Yediyah in the same way we refer to our Yediyah. Knowing when it comes to Hashem is something that relates to his Ein Sof, his infinite being. It's something we simply cannot think about or understand. V'ze'inyan hu nifla ma'od. This is an amazing thing. V'asher ne'alamihem v'avdu l'fi shehem yedu mitziyosu yisala al shalim uso lo tusag u'bikshu la'asigatza. We want to try to understand it. Achutipol tachas sechleim, until we just drown our own foolishness and our own lack of understanding. V'zem ma'ashli tachin, it's simply not possible. Ki lo kifenu da'aso, we cannot comprehend his das, hekifenu mitziyusu, his essence, ho'el ba'akol davarachan, it's all one thing for him, lefisha sagaso, al shlemas hu, sheyusa kmo shehu b'mitziyusu, min adas ha'yichol n'ratzon l'chaim, zu azeh mitarim hana'im. And therefore, we simply beyond our comprehension. Mine kvar b'yarna, we explained, ki ha'machshava v'sagas da'aso, think about an understanding his das, Hashem's knowledge, sichlus gemur, it's totally foolish, zulas sheneda shiyada. All we can say is that Hashem knows what's going to be in the future. And outside of that, can we make any other statements? No, we can't. V'im nishal, and if you'll ask, hayech hu daso, how does his das work? Namar shenachlo nasig zeh, we can't comprehend it. K'mo shelo nasig mitzuyusu b'shalim, it's just like I can't understand Hashem's essence. K'var gona mishirotza lasig daso yisaleh, and we have rebuked someone who wants to understand Hashem's knowledge of the world. It says in Iyo ben Amar Lo, Hacheker Elokat Himsa, you're going to like investigate God and like figure Hashem out, says Iyov. Hayotzi Mikol, let's come to the conclusion here. Masha Amaru, everything we said. Kipu Ulosa Adam Mesura Seilav, says the Rambam, if he has to get anything out of the Shemana Prakim in the last a few months, it's the following. Person has free choice in all of his actions. Ubrishuso Leyos Sarak Varasha, you can choose to be good or bad. Mibli hachrech meis Hashem alachan mishnei matzavim, and Hashem will not force you to be good or bad. Lezeh chiyuvu hamitzvah, and therefore we have mitzvos and learning, v'achana and preparations, and gemul and reward, v'onush and punishment, v'ein b'chol zekoshi, and there are no problems. It all makes sense. Amnam toward da'aso yisaleva sagaso l'chol advarim, to describe Hashem's knowledge in all of these things. Hareis tichalena yikseru mazeh, our minds are too short. K'mishibarino, as we said, mazeh klal mashis kabnu l'odiyu b'zeinyan, and this is the general klal. V'arhigiyah ha'es l'hafsik adramineh, says the Rambam, it's time for me to stop writing and talking about this. L'haskel b'freir shosa masech, it's time to begin explaining the masech to the Pekei Avos. Asher la hekadamnu e'la prakim, which this is all introduction to.